Hello, for this scenario, I have been asked to look up information about lobbying, and in so doing, I've found this article about grassroots lobbying, and I would like to give Wikipedia feedback regarding the article. Okay, so my first task of five is to take up to about 5 minutes to read the article. Alright, so I see that I'm on the entry for grassroots lobbying. Let me see, I see an overview and then I see the table of contents. So let me begin by reading the overview. Grassroots lobbying, also known as indirect lobbying, is a form of lobbying that focuses on raising awareness of a particular cause at the local level with the intention of reaching the legislature and making a difference in the decision-making process. It differs from direct lobbying through the act of asking the general public to contact legislatures, as opposed to directing the message at the legislation themselves. Okay. All right. Let me see. The unique characteristics of grassroots lobbying compared to other forms is that it involves stimulating the politics of specific communities. Okay, so let me see. Let me now scan through. Now that I have a general overview of the topic, let me scan through some of the main sections. Okay, so tactics. The two main tactics are holding press conferences or organizing press releases, and mobilizing mass membership to create a movement. Okay, grassroots lobbying oftentimes implement the use of media to expand their outreach. Campaigns are developed, so there's media lobbying, there's social media. Okay, large company campaigns. Large companies take advantage of grassroots lobbying as a means of impacting change in legislation. There are certain steps that need to be implemented before the outcome of the lobbying can take place. This part is a little murky to me. I'm not sure what it means, what large company campaigns means in the context of grassroots lobbying. I sort of don't picture grassroots and large companies sort of in the same framework, but maybe companies as well as nonprofit organizations also do grassroots lobbying. Let's see. The first step is a legislative action program. This is the role of the management to make the action important in the eyes of the rest of the organization. Okay. All right. So, let's see, this is the role of the management to make the action important in the eyes of the rest of the organization. So there's a decision to, so a company itself, I guess, is trying to reach or inspire its own employees to take action. Okay, I guess that makes sense. That makes sense now. Okay, trends. Increase in aggressive recruiting of volunteers and starting campaigns early on, way before the legislature must make a decision. Okay, hot topics for lobbyists. The major concerns of the general public do not reflect those of the lobbying groups. This is why lobbying groups feel they must use these tactics to sway the public. However, the main concern for lobbying groups in the past has been health concerns. Okay. And then we also have information on the Tea Party. Okay. Regulations. Protected by the First Amendment. IRS. Astroturfing. Okay. All right. AstroTurf campaigns are typically people poor but cash rich. Okay, so this really is wrapping up the article. Okay, so I'm just about at 5 minutes. Let me just quickly look at AstroTurfing and then I'll move on to the next task. Is that it goes hand in hand with what is known as AstroTurf lobbying or AstroTurfing because it uses techniques different from the original grassroots. Lobbyists in charge of this type of activism usually come from NGOs and political public relation firms. Okay. All right. I actually hadn't heard of astro turfing before, although that makes I understand what it is, but I hadn't heard that expression before. Okay, so now that I've looked through the article, had some of my impressions confirmed, and then there are other things that I was didn't know about grassroots lobbying. Okay. If I wanted to provide feedback, how would I go about it? Okay, let me look over here on the navigation. Main page, contents, featured content, current events, random article, donate. Here's interaction. Okay. Help about Wikipedia, community portal, recent changes. Okay, I would expect to find it under interaction, but these topics seem to pertain more to interacting with Wikipedia as a whole, as opposed to giving feedback about this specific article. All right, let me look at the toolbox. What links here? Related changes, upload file, special pages, permanent link. Cite this page and rate this page. Let's see. I rating is a form of feedback, but I don't know that rating is necessarily giving detailed feedback, so I'm not sure if this is exactly what I would do to give feedback, or the only thing. Let me scroll down now. Okay, so it looks as if rating this page is the primary way of giving feedback. So I could have found it either by scrolling down or by clicking on that link. Okay. Oh, and I can also view other page ratings too. All right. If I didn't see the feedback tool at the bottom of the article, go to it now. If and only if it's not showing up, try creating an account and going back to the page. Okay, I do see it. And let me see what the next task is. I don't want to just assume that you want me to rate it, so let me see what that is. Okay. Provide an assessment of the article and talk about it while I do so. What do the criteria mean to me? Why am I rating it the way I am? Let's see. So there are four categories here: trustworthy, and oh, and if I hover over that, it defines the term a little bit more. Do I feel that it has sufficient citations and that these citations come from trustworthy sources? All right, let me focus on that first. It does seem to have, based on the length of the article, it does seem to have sufficient citations. There certainly seems to be a cite for at least every section, and several times at least two or three. So I would say that there are sufficient citations. Do I feel these citations come from trustworthy sources? Okay, let me see. So there seem to be Some of the citations are repeated in particular. Okay, so let me look a little bit more closely at these sources. I am not familiar with the authors, but that doesn't mean that they're not trustworthy, because obviously there are just the sheer volume of publications on many civics topics, let alone a specific one. Of course, I'm not going to be familiar with every single author, so probably what I would do next is look at who is publishing these authors, and I see that the University of Chicago Press, which of course is a well-known, respected press, Columbia Law Review, which is a respected journal, let's see, Santa Barbara, California. This, I'm wondering, I would probably have to go out to this article to see where that came from. Campaigns and Elections, they all seem to be retrieved fairly recently, though, so it looks as if this article was last updated or written just this past April. Okay, here's another reference to the University of Chicago Press, USA Today, New York Times, again, another respectable source. I feel like I should know what OMB is, but in fact, I think I probably will know. I just don't know what that acronym stands for exactly, but I bet if I were to go to this, I would immediately realize who this was. Let me see. So the ones that I can tell where they're published, they do seem to be well-known sources, and so I think there are enough well-known sources here and organizations that published these articles or books. I would probably go ahead and give this a 4-star for trustworthy. Objective, do I feel that this page shows a fair representation of all perspectives on the issue? That's kind of a harder thing to evaluate if a topic is new. If someone is coming here to, let's say that someone just didn't really know a lot, they wouldn't necessarily know if all perspectives had been reflected, but I certainly don't see any bias in the article. It seems to be fairly straightforward, just simply factual rather than any kind of advocacy. So I would say, just from the overall tone of the article, it does seem to be reasonably objective to me, so I'll give that a 4-star. Let's see, the next thing is complete. Do I feel that this page covers the essential topic areas that it should? You know, that's an interesting question as well, because if a topic is new to me, I might not know all of the different facets. So if something wasn't here, I wouldn't necessarily realize that it was an omission. Just for example, I had never heard of the term astroturfing before, although once I hear it described, I'm familiar with the general idea that the grassroots can be done not just by, you know, the common person, but also people who are fairly wealthy who still want to have that kind of impact from reaching a large number of people. So do I feel it's complete? I would say that it is reasonably complete. It seems to me that this article has set forth like a nice, I don't want to, I was going to use the word skeleton, but of course it's been fleshed out more than just a skeleton. But it still seems as though there is room to add more information. So, in terms of the specific the specific subtopics, it does seem that a fair number have been identified. So in that sense, I would give it a 4 in terms of whether each subtopic has been fleshed out as fully as it could. I would give that somewhere between a 3 and a 4. So if it was possible to give this a 3.5, I would, but I'll just round up a 3.5 to a 4. Okay, well written. Do I feel that this page is well organized and well written? All right, let me look again at the organization. We have tactics, trends, topics, Tea Party regulations. I get the sense that more could possibly be added. And when that happens, I'm wondering if some of these topics or subtopics might be organized a little bit differently. I don't know. In terms of the writing, it seems to be reasonably well written. So I would give the writing itself a 4. In terms of organization, it's almost as if these are sort of discrete little segments. Like it's not, I don't know that it feels to me as though the subtopics naturally transition from one to the next, although maybe that's not the intention of Wikipedia, so maybe I shouldn't be evaluating the article by that standard. So I would say, in terms of the writing itself, I would give it a 4. In terms of the organization and the transitions, I would probably give it a 3, because that averages out to a 3.5. That's probably what I would give it, because I can't give a 3.5. And a 3.5 rounds up to 4. I'll go ahead and give it a 4 as well. So those are my reasons. Now I'm just really curious what the other page ratings are, but let me move on to the next task before I look at that. Complete the rating process. Okay. Please observe what happens and respond verbally. Did I complete the task successfully? Would I do anything else at this point? I was able to complete the task. It was very easy to do. I like that these terms were defined a little bit more when I hovered over them, or expanded on the term so that I could have a better sense of what to judge the article by. The rating process was very smooth and easy. At this point, would I do anything else? Yes, I would look at the other ratings, so I'm going to do that. There have been no ratings. So, okay. Well, there you go. And I guess that's because this is a very new article. All right. I guess that's it. I will go ahead now and conclude this recording, and then I will answer any written questions.